The state of New Jersey awarded more than $1.6 billion in tax breaks for companies to move to Camden. That program has attracted lots of attention, but it's less well known that Camden gave tens of millions of dollars in local tax breaks to the same companies. WHYY's Nick Pugliese reports how Camden's financial picture could actually get worse in the midst of a building boom.
Reverend Levi Combs gets frustrated when he hears city officials declare Camden is rising.
Camden is not rising. The budget deficit is rising.
He mocked a recent letter that Camden Mayor Frank Moran sent to the state requesting more aid. It said there was no true fix to the city's revenue problem.
Well, I guess you can fix the revenue problem if you allow these corporations to continue to have municipal tax deferments.
Here's what he's talking about. In 2013, the city opted to provide a special tax incentive for many companies. Anything they built would be free from property taxes for a decade. All they would owe is taxes on the land. After that, property taxes would slowly ramp up until, in year 20, they would pay the full amount. A real-world example is the trio of companies who received $245 million in state tax breaks to move to a new 18-story office tower on the Camden waterfront. Rather than paying the city roughly $91 million in property taxes over 20 years, the companies are expected to pay only $25 million. That's a savings of about 70%. To understand why the city did that, you have to go back to 2013, says Camden County Freeholder Director Lou Capelli.
At that time, Camden City was the most dangerous city in the nation, the highest poverty rate in the nation, the highest unemployment rate in the nation, the lowest graduation rate in the nation. It was a city in despair.
Who was going to invest in Camden without incentives, Capelli asked.
Nobody was going to. So in order to attract attention from the private sector in Camden City exercised this option to, you know, make these favorable tax terms available. If not for them, we would not have the investment that we have in the city.
John Boyd, a corporate site selection expert based in Princeton, agrees. He says the local tax incentives were a key component of a winning formula.
Economic development in 2019 is hyper-competitive. It's super-competitive. We call it the second war between the states. And all of the projects that have went to Camden in recent years very easily could have gone to lower-cost alternatives.
But many Camden residents don't think the situation's fair. Kelly Francis, who leads a group called the Camden City Taxpayers Association, says longtime residents and businesses are now subsidizing the newly arrived companies. He singled out Holtec, a nuclear services company that occupies public land and does not have to pay any property taxes at all.
What we're doing, the homeowners are subsidizing Holtec because we pay for the services that they that we provide to them. Police service. Police protection, we pay for fire protection, they use our water and sewer infrastructure, they use our roads, but they pay nothing for the upkeep or the maintenance of those services.
Camden is more dependent on the state to cover its day-to-day operations than any other city in New Jersey. Of Camden's roughly $200 million budget last year, 60% came from state aid. The arrival of the new companies seemed like a chance for the city to dig out of that hole. But according to an internal state analysis obtained by the Philadelphia Inquirer, state officials expect Camden's deficit to only get worse. City officials urge patience. After decades of decline, things are getting better, they say. And in a decade, property that was previously vacant will start generating significant revenue for the city. But Reverend Combs says residents are not willing to wait.
So what is the city supposed to do in the meantime? Are we to continue to rely on state funding? Because what that is, it's Camden on welfare.
He says the current system rewards rich business leaders at the expense of lifelong residents. From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.